I sometimes tell people that I have no family. It's just a joke to mock my family situation, but it's not too far from the truth. My mother died 3 or 4 years ago, and I didn't even know about it for a couple of years. An online search for her name uncovered a very simple obituary, but neither of my sisters told me about it when it happened. I'll never understand why. My father died about 18 months ago and left a weird, empty space that was hard to understand. Even now, I sometimes spot an older man in public who looks a bit like him, and I panic, thinking that this dysfunctional narcissist has finally found me and is trying to force his way back into my life again. Both of my sisters are still alive, but we are virtually strangers today. I couldn't tell you what's going on in the life of either one of them. I don't know whether they're married or prosperous or happy. My relationship with one of them has been irreparably broken for at least 20 years. I still talk with the other one about, I don't know, once or twice a year typically. She and I had some serious and deep conversations around the time of our father's death. But the only real discussion of the present is to place it into the context of our childhood, filled with hurting, confusion, and dysfunction. She and I actually talked on the phone twice this week. I can't remember the last time that happened. I welcome those sorts of conversations, but they're still ultimately focused on the past. My sisters and I are something like strangers who were forced to go through an emotionally difficult childhood together. When we were children, we were close. We squabbled in the ways that all children seem to. But we were intensely loyal to one another at the time. One of the scariest moments of my teenage years was when I almost got beaten up at the city swimming pool because I angrily confronted an older bully who wouldn't leave my younger sister alone. He was huge compared to me, but I was willing to pay the price to defend her. It wasn't because I thought I could win. It was just because it was the right thing to do. I was fiercely protective of my sisters, and I would have killed anybody who hurt them. But as we got older and found the freedom to escape from the narcissistic dysfunction in our home, we quickly drifted apart. We became radically different people. It turned out that the closeness we had was strictly because we had shared the same secrets and the same fears at home. We had been terrified of our father. Once we got away from him, the fears that had made us close weren't quite so urgent. We didn't need each other every day to protect one another. So even though I have two sisters, they might as well be strangers for the most part. Since my father died, I've been trying to put the past behind me as much as I can. I don't mean I've tried to ignore it, but rather than I've been trying to heal and find some sort of closure about it. And that's why I joke that I have no family. It's easier and emotionally safer for me to look at things that way. I crave the emotionally healthy family I've never had. And it breaks my heart that I haven't figured out a way to create the right one yet. My conversation with Rebecca today was intense, and it involved hitting on some painful memories and even recent emotional wounds. And I've spent much of the rest of the day thinking about a strange contradiction. I know almost nothing about her life today. I haven't been to her home for about 10 years, I guess. I know she's left that house since then, but I have no idea where she lived. Where she's moved, where she lives now. I have no idea how she spends her days. I have no idea what people are in her life. And she knows none of those things about me. But even though we know almost nothing about the present reality for either one of us, and I know nothing, absolutely nothing, about our other sister, we will always be bound by the dysfunction that we lived through when we were children. We will always share a trauma bond that can't be broken as long as we live. No matter how long we live, and no matter how much emotional work we do individually, we will always have bits and pieces of the past that link us in ways that are both painful and powerful. We will always have the strong capacity to hurt each other in ways that nobody else can, because we know completely unconsciously where the emotional landmines are buried in each one of us. There is a part of me which would love to be able to forget completely about the past. I would love to feel as though I had healed so effectively that I could just forget everything that had ever happened with them as we moved from Birmingham to Washington, D.C., to Atlanta, to Knoxville, to Meridian, to Anniston, to Pensacola, to Jasper. But that was a unique and painful journey that nobody else can share with us. It's forever a part of us. It's forever something which helped to make us what we are today, even though we reacted very differently to it. We built emotional defenses to stop the hurting, and nobody else today can really understand why those old defensive reactions are even there. The more I thought about this today, the more I suspect this is true for everyone, but especially for those who experienced some sort of emotionally traumatic events as they grew up. If you grew up with siblings and went through painful hurts, whether you're fully conscious of them or not, you'll almost certainly always share old hurts, old defense mechanisms, and old resentments. Family is incredibly important. Being part of an emotionally healthy and loving family is even more important. Your family of origin shapes things about you which you don't even realize while you're growing up. I didn't even understand much of this and for most of my adult life. But whatever family of origin you have, you're stuck with the difficult connections and the memories you talk about and the hurts you ignore. Whether we like it or not, those people who we grew up with are always present. They are living ghosts, and they haunt our minds and our hearts for as long as we live.